However, no matter how accurately these tools and processes may become, they'll always miss the point. If you're trying to teach kids to read, dumbing down the text in those ways will always reduce their opportunity to learn. Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm your host, Tim Shanahan, and today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence and reading comprehension. I received a letter from a teacher. Now, let me read this. It was actually quite a long letter. I've shortened it quite a bit. I am writing with a question about AI and reading comprehension instruction. Our school recently circulated an AI research framework indicating levels of permissible AI use in students' research tasks. Level 0 prohibits generative AI entirely. Level 1 allows students to use AI to translate or simplify texts. Level 2 allows AI to locate sources. Level 3 allows AI-generated explanations as sources of information. Level 4 allows students to use AI to summarize or synthesize multiple sources. Level 5 involves analyzing AI output itself as the subject of research. The policy states that AI cannot replace students' own thinking. I wondered whether any aspects of it might raise concerns from the perspective of how students develop comprehension through reading. Allowing AI to provide explanations of sources or to summarize and synthesize multiple texts seems as though it could bypass some of the processes that develop comprehension, such as grappling with complex texts, comparing sources, resolving inconsistencies, and constructing one's own synthesis of information. From a reading comprehension standpoint, do you see any aspects of this kind of AI research framework as potentially concerning? Well, here's my response. I've been receiving different versions of this question now for about 3 years. This one is particularly articulate. I've only included an excerpt of it. The author herself provided a good answer to her own question. Why haven't I responded earlier to these queries? Well, to tell the truth, I didn't know how to answer. I knew of some AI tutoring schemes that seemed potentially hopeful, but that was about it. As this query points out, AI may undermine learning as much as it could help it along. This danger seems especially pertinent to the development of reading comprehension. Accordingly, this two-part blog podcast entry will address some of those concerns. So there'll be this one that I'm releasing now, and then there'll be another one in a couple of weeks. It makes sense to start this discussion with my definition of reading comprehension. I believe that reading comprehension is the ability to make sense of information conveyed in written language, the ability to negotiate the affordances and barriers of text. This is an active reader kind of definition. It includes understanding, inferring, judging, interpreting, relating, and remembering all actions that readers may have to implement to make sense of a text. But the definition also emphasizes the social aspects of this sense-making. Texts are not natural phenomena. They are written by or for somebody who has a communicative purpose. As such, text may include definitions, descriptions, graphic elements, explanations, examples, analogies, repetitions, and so on, all aimed at helping the imaginary readers, those readers the author imagined would be reading the text, to get the point. Those are the kinds of linguistic and conceptual features that act as affordances. They are efforts an author makes to helping the readers to grasp the message. Of course, authors differ in how well they do this imagining or in how effectively they address their readers' communicative needs. However, even if they were to do these things to perfection, there's always the chance that some unexpected reader may come along who will be unable to make use of some of these affordances. They might even be perplexed by them. Perhaps the author's diction, word choice, excludes somebody, or a metaphor miscarries, or a reader simply doesn't know what to do with a complicated graphic element. When that happens, these conceptual and linguistic elements themselves may become barriers to understanding. Readers, to comprehend, must take advantage of the affordances to a sufficient degree and surmount enough of the barriers to make sense of a text. Learning to read means learning to do this with a wide variety of texts, texts that vary in content, style, purpose, structure, genre, language features, and yes, difficulty. Since the 1940s, teachers have been told that kids learned reading best when taught with texts at their reading levels. Nevertheless, research has overwhelmingly rejected that idea. Kids make greater gains when they get a chance to try to make sense of texts they can't yet read reasonably well. Such texts give them the opportunity to grapple with and figure out some of those affordances and barriers. Now, given that starting point, that definition, and those explanations, the idea of having AI summarizing or synthesizing texts for students seems like a really bad idea. I find exercise to be tiring, sweaty, and often boring. Whether I'm running, swimming, bicycling, or lifting weights, I've often fantasized about hiring someone to do those things for me. That way, I could easily exercise 3-4 times a week and still do everything else I want to do. Now, Cindy, my wife, is a bit of a killjoy. She's been downright discouraging about my hiring idea. She is steadfast in her belief that I will have to do my own exercise if I'm to benefit. The person who does the exercise is the one who develops stronger bones and muscles and clearer lungs. It's the same when it comes to learning to read, of course. No one else can do that for you, not even machines that have consumed hundreds of billions of words. These days, one of my big concerns about AI has to do with its use to render text understandable for readers. Go online and you'll find scads of sites that claim they can improve kids' reading achievement by matching them to text using AI. Also, many teachers are having artificial intelligence translate the text in their curricula to the kids' supposed reading levels. These schemes seem to meet your school district's level 1 criteria, seemingly meaning that it is a rather limited intrusion of AI. Now, I'm concerned about such approaches. I'm unsure whether AI can even make the text easier to understand. There are only a handful of studies, and they suffer from mixed results and inadequate analysis. For the most part, the research shows that AI can alter text in ways that lowers their grade-level readability estimates, but it isn't clear whether they make the text easier for students to comprehend. I'm not at all surprised that they can transform a 1,000-lexile text suitable for middle schoolers into a 500-lexile one that would appear to be appropriate for the primary grades. No question about it, breaking sentences down and replacing some vocabulary words can make a text look easier. The issue is whether shortening a few sentences and swapping out some vocabulary improves anybody's comprehension. Over the years, studies have usually said no. That kind of revision rarely works, and there are even studies in which the researchers have revised texts in ways that made them score harder on readability, and yet were more comprehensible to children when tried out. Despite their value for predicting how well kids will comprehend text, readability schemes have been lousy guides for text revision. I asked ChatGPT to revise a page of Little House on the Prairie. It supposedly translated this 5th-6th grade appropriate text into one that would be readable by 3rd and 4th graders. For instance, look at this change. I've got one example here. The original was, "They drove away and left it lonely and empty in the clearing among the big trees, and they never saw that little house again." Here's the revision. They drove away and never came back. Let me do that again. That can go by too quickly when you're listening. They drove away and left it lonely and empty in the clearing among the big trees, and they never saw that little house again. And the revision, they drove away and never came back. The revised sentence seems easier, but it fails to convey the same information, a problem that's plagued some efforts to use AI to produce readable health documents. If you don't believe me, let's ask AI. ChatGPT suggested some comprehension questions to ask about both of those sentences. It provided several questions for each, but many of them couldn't be answered with the information in those sentences. Where were they going? Doesn't tell. Why did they have to leave? Doesn't tell. Or their sentences weren't probing comprehension. What kind of sentence is it? So I deleted those, and here's what was left. Now, here are the questions they asked about that original sentence. They drove away and left it lonely and empty in the clearing among the big trees, and they never saw that little house again. And here are the questions. What did they leave behind? Where was the house located? Did they ever come back to the house? What does clearing mean in this sentence? What does lonely and empty tell us about the house? How do you think the family felt when they left the house? Why? Okay, and now here are the questions for the revised sentence. And the revised sentence was they drove away and never came back. What does drove away mean? Did they ever come back? Obviously, those sentences aren't equivalent. ChatGPT admits it. The original appears to be more difficult. It poses greater linguistic conceptual challenges to readers. The revision might be more easy for kids to understand, but avoiding those challenges has no possibility of helping students to become better comprehenders. The original text is the one that offers a possibility for teaching reading comprehension. This entry explains why you shouldn't use AI or other systems for rewriting text to meet a desired level of difficulty. At the end of this, I've included the entire text revision done for me by ChatGPT. A careful examination of it will show both revisions apt and ham-handed. And I have no doubt that over time and with more human guidance, that AI could produce much better revisions than the ones that I just demonstrated. However, no matter how accurately these tools and processes may become, they'll always miss the point. If you're trying to teach kids to read, dumbing down the text in those ways will always reduce their opportunity to learn. Using AI to revise or produce texts of certain levels of difficulty, or using it to summarize and explain texts, are ways teachers can avoid teaching reading comprehension, not scaffolds likely to make kids into better readers. On the next podcast, we will explore how AI could be used to help literacy teachers to improve students' reading comprehension. I hope you'll tune in for that one. That'll be all I have to say about AI today. If you'd like a written copy of this, and I think this is one where it would be particularly useful, I would suggest you go to the Shanahan on Literacy website, the May 9th blog entry, AI and Reading Comprehension should be useful to you. One of the things that makes it beneficial is you can get copies of the research references that are made throughout this podcast. There were 7 of them here, and so you can get those. Also, I said that I had an entire page of the book revised, and you can see both of those. I've broken them both down by sentence, so you can see how the information sometimes is translated and sometimes is actually changed. I think you'll find that to be useful. With that, I want to thank our sound engineer, Greg Johnson, and thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you up the road a piece.